This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of March, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, through the Father, the ocean of knowledge, you have become master oceans of knowledge. Each of you has received a third eye of knowledge, and you are therefore Trinetri, Trikaldashi, Trilokinath. Question. No one apart from you children can do spiritual service of the world. Why? Answer. Because only you receive power from the Supreme Spirit. You souls first receive the injection of knowledge from the Supreme Spirit, through which you gain victory over the five vices, and you are then able to do the same for others. No one else can do such service. Only you children do this spiritual service every cycle. Om Shanti. You have to sit in remembrance of the Father. You mustn't sit in remembrance of bodily beings. New ones who come don't know the Father. His name is very easy, Shiv Baba. It is such a wonder that children don't know the Father. Shiv Baba is the highest on high, the bestower of salvation for all. He purifies all the impure ones. He is also called the remover of everyone's sorrow. However, no one apart from you Brahma Kumaris knows who he is. You are his grandsons and granddaughters. Therefore, you definitely know the Father and the beginning, the middle and the end of his creation. You children come to know everything from the Father. This is an impure world. No one in the world except you, Brahma Kumaris, knows how he purifies all the iron-aged impure ones and makes them golden-aged. Only the Father removes you from the iron-age degradation and grants you golden-aged salvation. It is only in Bharat that they celebrate the birthday of Shiva. He definitely does come, but the people of Bharat do not know what he gives. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva every year, but they don't have a third eye of knowledge. That is why they don't know the Father. Song, show the path to us blind ones, O God. This song, composed by human beings, say that they are without sight. Everyone has physical eyes, so why do they say they are without sight? The Father sits here and explains that no one has a third eye of knowledge. Not to know the Father is called ignorance. To know the Father from the Father is knowledge. The Father gives each of you a third eye of this knowledge, with which you know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the entire creation. You children of the ocean of knowledge, become master oceans of knowledge. To have a third eye means you become Trinetri, Trikaldashi and Trilokinath. The people of Bharat do not know how Lakshmi and Narayan, who were the masters of the Golden Age, received their inheritance. When did they come? Where did they go? How did they receive their kingdom? People don't know any of this. Deities are pure. Definitely only the Father makes them pure. The Father sits here and explains to you people of Bharat who believe in the deities and in Shiva. the birth of Shiva took place in Bharat. The highest on high is God. It is here that people celebrate the birthday of Shiva. The birthdays of Jagadamba and Jagapita, Saraswati and Brahma also take place here. They are only celebrated in Bharat. Acha, Lakshmi and Narayan also take birth here. They are Radha and Krishna. People of Bharat don't even understand this. They say, O purifier, come. Therefore, everyone is definitely impure. Sages and holy men, rishis and munis, all call out, come and purify us. On the other hand, they go to wash away their sins at the Kumbh Mela because they believe the Ganges to be the purifier. They call out to the purifier to come and purify them. But how could a human being purify anyone? The father explains, when you first belonged to the deity religion, you were all pure, but you are now impure. They say, God, show us the path. Show the path to where? They say, Baba, show us the path to liberation in life. We have five vices in us. Baba, when we were all in heaven, we were viceless. We have now become vicious and impure. Tell us the secret of this. These are not tall stories. The father explains, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the Gita spoken by God. Incorporeal God is the one who purifies the impure. Human beings cannot be called God. The father says, even though there are so many great gurus here, why has Bharat become impure and like a shell? It is only a matter of yesterday when Bharat was heaven. Baba gave Bharat the gift of heaven. He came and taught Raj Yoga to the impure people of Bharat and made them pure. The father has now come once again to you children as your server. The father is the spiritual server. Human beings are all physical servers. Even sannyasis are physical servers. They sit and relate the scriptures, etc. The father says, I, the incorporeal one, enter an ordinary old corporeal body and explain to you children, O children of Bharat. Look, the spiritual father sits here and explains to spirits. It is not Brahma who is speaking this, but the incorporeal father who takes the support of this body. Shiva doesn't have a body of his own. Saligram souls have their own bodies. While taking rebirth, they become impure. The whole world is now impure, and not a single one is pure. You were Satapritan, and then, as alloy became mixed in you, you went through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and then Tamo. Shiv Baba comes to you people of Bharat and adopts a body which is called the Lucky Chariot. In the temples, they show an image of Shankar because they believe Shiva and Shankar to be combined. They don't understand that Shiva is the incorporeal one and that Shankar is subtle. How could Shiva and Shankar be combined? Acha, who then rides the bull, Shiva or Shankar? Where would a bull come from in the subtle region? Shiva resides in the incorporeal world, whereas Shankha is in the subtle region. All souls are in the incorporeal world. In the subtle region, there are just Brahma, Vishnu and Shankha. There are no animals there. The father says, I enter this ordinary old body and explain to you. You children do not know your own births. How many births have you taken from the golden age onwards? You have taken 84 births. This is now your last birth. Barat was a pure land of immortality, and it has now become an impure land of death. The bestower of salvation for all is one. The Rosary of Rudra is the Rosary of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, incorporeal Shiva. It is said, the Rosary of Rudra, Sri Sri 108. All are part of the garland around Shiva's neck. So the Father is the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all, the one who gives everyone their inheritance. A limited inheritance is received from a physical father. Sannyasis consider that happiness to be like the droppings of a crow. The father says, that happiness of yours is truly like the droppings of a crow. Only the father comes and purifies the impure, that is, he changes thorns into flowers with this knowledge. This is the knowledge of the Gita. No human being can explain this knowledge. Only the ocean of knowledge, the purifier father, can explain it. The inheritance that you are now receiving can only be received from the Father. Only you are going into salvation. You are now at the confluence age, whereas others are in the Iron Age. It is now the end of the Iron Age. The Mahabharat war is in front of you. 5,000 years ago, after you studied Raja Yoga, the haystack was set ablaze. You are now studying Raja Yoga in order to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Everything else is the path of devotion. When the Father comes, he opens the gates to heaven. The Father says, you Shiv Shaktis, you mothers of Bharat, make Bharat into heaven by following Srimat. You are the mothers of Bharat, the Shiv Shaktis who make Bharat into heaven. You are the children of Shiva. You remember him. You take power from Shiva and conquer the enemy, the five vices. You children also did spiritual service of Bharat 5,000 years ago. Those social workers do physical service. This is spiritual service. The Supreme Spirit comes and gives you souls an injection. He teaches you. It is you souls who listen. You are souls and you take 84 births. Each of you sheds a body and takes another. You have 84 parents in 84 births. You receive the happiness of heaven in the golden and silver ages. You are now once again to receive your inheritance of happiness from the unlimited father. Bharat really did receive this inheritance. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat. There were no devils, etc. there. You understand that this old world is now to be set on fire. I come and create the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. All of you become pure deities. Thousands of you are making effort to become deities. The Father has come to grant you children salvation. He is changing you from thorns into flowers. He is giving each of you a third eye of this knowledge, with which you understand the whole drama, and also what part Shiv Baba plays. You also understand what the connection between Brahma and Vishnu is. It is shown that Brahma emerged from the navel of Vishnu. Brahma becomes Vishnu. Brahmins then become deities. It takes 5,000 years for Vishnu to become Brahma. You have this knowledge. The land of Vishnu emerges from the lotus navel of you Brahmins. They have created a picture showing Brahma emerging from the navel of Vishnu and relating the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures. You now understand the whole essence through Brahma. The Father says there are four main religious scriptures. The scripture of the first deity religion is the Gita. Who spoke the Gita? Shiv Baba. The ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the ocean of happiness is Shiv Baba. He, not Krishna, sat and made Bharat into heaven. Sri Krishna heard this knowledge from me and became Sri Krishna. So this is incognito, is it not? New children cannot understand these matters. This is called hell, and that is called heaven. Shiv Baba established heaven, and Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule there. You are now becoming deities from human beings. The Father says, this is your last birth in this land of death, this land of sorrow. Bharat used to be a land of immortality. There was no mention of sorrow there. Bharat used to be a land of angels. It has now become a graveyard, and is to become a land of angels again. All of these matters have to be understood. This is the study place for changing from human beings into deities. This is not a spiritual gathering of sannyasis, where they sit and explain the scriptures. A new person will not be able to understand any of these things unless he has done the 7 days course. At this time, all human beings are devotees. Those souls remember God. They are all lovers of God, the One Beloved. The Father comes and establishes that land of truth. Then, after half a cycle, Ravan comes and makes it into a land of falsehood. It is now the confluence age. All of these matters have to be understood. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Truly serve Bharat spiritually by following the father's Srimat. Take power from the father, the almighty authority, and conquer your enemies, the five vices. 2. In order to become deities from human beings, definitely become pure. Imbibe this knowledge and become a flower from a thorn and enable others to do the same. Blessing. May you have a subtle form of light and pass your paper at the time of destruction. In order to pass your paper at the time of destruction, face all adverse situations. Be one with a subtle form of light. When you become a mobile lighthouse, your physical form will not be visible. It will be as though you wear a costume to play your part, and that as soon as you have finished your part, you take it off. Put it on in a second, and then take it off in a second. That is, become detached. When you practice this, others who see you will then see that you are wearing a costume of light, and that light is your decoration. Slogan: when you constantly wear your wings of zeal and enthusiasm, you will easily achieve success in every task you do. Aviat signum. Make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. The Father is the almighty authority. So, have the faith that by holding his hand you will reach your destination. Even if you yourself are weak, your companion is strong, is he not? So you will definitely go across. Constantly remain aware that you are a victorious jewel whose intellect has faith. Let the past be the past. Put a full stop and move ahead. Om Shanti. Special note. Today is the day of remembrance of Daddy Jankiji, beloved Bapdada's deeply loving child, the life of the whole Brahmin family in this land and abroad, and someone who ruled the hearts of everyone. Until the age of 104, Daddy G stayed in the bodiless and liberated in life stage. Along with donating this knowledge, she also donated virtues and gave spiritual sustenance to the whole family. Her essenceful classes, full of deep points of this knowledge, continued to guide many souls. Even today, her canopy of protection and precious teachings continue to echo in the ears of the Brahmin children. Daddy G was the epitome of honesty, cleanliness, and simplicity. Below are some of the precious teachings we received from Daddy G, so please imbibe them. 1. To recognize your subtle ego and to finish it quickly is to bless yourself. 2. Energy is spent in thinking, speaking, and worrying too much. Stay in silence and energy will be saved. 3. Do not keep anyone's mistake in your heart. Keep your heart clean and you will be able to live peacefully. 4. Finish all waste and negativity with understanding, and you will become one who loves peace. 5. In order to claim a prize from Baba, follow the disciplines. Let there not be any attachment or subservience. 6. Actions and relationships can be known through your virtues. Therefore, let there be spirituality in your actions and honesty in your relationships. 7. Make humility and truthfulness your companions, and everything will be accurate. 8. Instead of asking for love, stay in your self-respect and give everyone regard, and you will become worthy of love. 9. Those who are honest, clean and serviceable are worthy of God's love. 10. To remain double light while doing service is the biggest service of all. 11. Make big things small, and they will become like a thorn from a crucifix. 12. Thinking interferes with your spiritual endeavour, whereas remembrance brings you success in your spiritual endeavour. 13. In order to keep the treasure of happiness constantly with you, learn the art of positive thinking. 14. Your present stage will be useful in the final moments. Therefore, pay attention to creating your stage. 15. Increase the power of your mind so that you remain safe in this forest of thorns and that you are also able to help others. 16. In order to become free from impurity, imbibe the inner attitude of disinterest. Om Shanti.